Welcome to Charlie's Crafty Kitchen, where you can eat what you make.
G'day, welcome to Charlie's Crafty Kitchen. Today we're making cute little watermelon cookies. They're adorable and they're pretty tasty.
Yeah, if you like make one and there's another one, you can stick them together. It's like a whole big watermelon all together.
Except
really cool.
Not huge, like this.
Yeah.
Big. Today ingredients are some cookie dough, some gloves, some food colouring in red and green, and some cookie cutters. Make sure there's one this size and this size. This is large and this is smaller.
And then make sure they're both round.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have some chocolate chips and some gloves and a knife.
I think I might have already said gloves. But anyway, we've got a rolling pin, some baking paper, and a baking tray. And we've also got a cutting board. Let's get started. Okay then, she's obsessed with gloves. Our first step is to colour the dough. I'm going to do red and Ashley's going to do green. Okay, so red goes into the biggest one because that's the biggest part of the watermelon. The reason why we're wearing the gloves is so that this food colouring won't get on our hands. Now before you do it, you want to make like a little hole with your finger and then put the food colouring in there. Ta-da!
Ta-da!
We're going to put it into the fridge for a couple of minutes just so that it firms up again. So it's time to roll out the dough. Ash is going to do green and I'm going to do red. I'm going to be doing the middle part of the watermelon, so that will mean I'll have to use this smaller cookie cutter.
And I have to use the big one because I'm doing the outside of it.
Mm-hmm. Let's get started.
Now it's my turn.
So now I'm going to get the smaller cookie cutter and I'm going to place a hole in the middle of the big green circle of dough. Make sure it looks even all around. There we are. So what you can do to get the middle part out without wrecking the outside part is you can get a plastic knife and just like poke a hole in it and bring it up without messing up the outside. You just want to be careful. Now we're going to put our red circle into our green circle. The easiest way to do it is get your hands under the baking paper and sort of push it up a little, like this.
Now we're going to cut the circle in half. Now we're going to put some chocolate chips on there, but it has to be 3 or 4 on each half.
So our mum is going to help us put these onto the tray, then it'll be ready to go into the oven.
Now they're all cooled down and ready to eat. Now for the taste test.
Look how cool they look.
They look just like a watermelon. And, well, looks like a piece of watermelon. Mmm.
It's so
freshly baked.
Mmm. What do you think of it?
Watermelon-licious.
Do you give it 10 out of 10? I give it 11 out of 10.
100 out of a million out of 100 and a million.
I think you've got a little something here.
What is it?
On your teeth.
Is it?
Chocolate. To make our cookie dough, we've just added some butter and sugar. Cream it until it's light and fluffy. Then add in your flour, mix it until it looks like cookie dough. Thanks for watching this video. It was one of our favourites.
Like us on Instagram.
And I think that was follow us on Instagram. And don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Bye.
Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel and
like us on Facebook
and follow us on Instagram.